completion. For this reason, man did not attain to his highest level. In God's eyes, man was altogether wanting. Therefore, the entire Old Testament, from the first chapter of Genesis to the last chapter of Malachi, speaks of the extended work of God's creation. For however good Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and others might be, in the eyes of God they were all incomplete, because they did not attain to his original plan of creation. Though they had God's likeness, they did not have his image. Likeness is outward appearance, whereas image is inward nature and character. Hence, during the ensuing 4,000 years, God continues on with his work of the creation of man. At the same time, God makes no further improvement on all his other created things. He has not thereafter created any superior flowers, birds, horses, and other things, for these were created perfect and complete from the very beginning. On them there can be no more improvement, only man remains incomplete. In Genesis, God is recorded as saying, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Chapter 1, verse 26a. Man was created in God's image and according to his likeness. Likeness refers to external form. It does not refer to internal quality. Adam, when created, became a living soul. He did not have God's spirit in him. Hence, at this stage, he was unfinished and incomplete. Adam was still in need of God himself to be his inward nature, as was represented by the tree of life. From the beginning of Genesis to the time of the Lord Jesus, no one had ever before attained to God's required standard of man. Adam looked like God in appearance, but he was not like God in character. The effect of his fall was to fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3, verse 23, thus forfeiting God's image. And so has it been with all who have followed Adam. Before the birth of our Lord Jesus, there was not one typical or normal person in this world. No matter how the sages of the past disciplined and improved themselves, they failed to attain this goal. All fell short before God. It is by this, therefore, that we may understand the difference between the New and Old Testaments. The Old Testament shows that man has not attained to God's purpose, while the New Testament tells us that God's desired man is completed. Thank God that the man whom he had longed for, but had never before seen on earth, is now seen and presented in the New Testament. That man, of course, is Christ. The one whom God had sought out for so many years is now finally found in the person of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the truly typical, normal man. He does not represent men, but is himself the representative man. He is the man whom God has always been after. Resurrection. 1. The need of resurrection. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was perfect in character, but not absolute in power. Our Lord's power was restrained. Therefore, his 33 years of living on earth are incomplete unless he is resurrected. This is beyond our comprehension. Yet this is a tremendous event that requires revelation. Why must the Lord be raised from among the dead? Because during his days on earth, he was restricted by time and space. For people to find him, they must go to his presence. They might even have to uncover the roof of a house to get to him. See Mark 2, verses 1 through 4. They had to press through the thronging multitude in order to merely touch his garment. See Mark 5, verses 24 through 27. The Roman centurion was an exception. Of all men, he alone had an unthronging faith. The Lord commended it as so great a faith, for he only asked for a word of healing from the Lord Jesus when his servant fell sick. And when the centurion professed his faith, in acknowledging the Lord as being beyond the limitation of time and space, his servant got well instantly. See Luke 7, verses 1 through 10. This centurion had revelation. Inasmuch as the Lord had been conceived and born of the Holy Spirit, see Matthew 1, verse 20, Luke 1, verse 35, he had in character reached the peak of God's created man. Even so, his power was restricted, and therefore there is the need for resurrection. 2. In resurrection, God obtains the representative man. We now will see what resurrection is. Resurrection means that God has obtained the representative man. Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Hebrews 1 verse